You have your Bible this morning, you want to follow along, turn to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter number 1. If you have your place, if you can, you want to stand in honor of reading God's Word, you can. I want to look at begin reading at verse 4 this morning. The Bible says, "And John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from Him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, and the first begotten from the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. Unto Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him, and all kindreds of earth shall wail before because of Him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book. And send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and Samaria and Pergamos and Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and gird about the paps with a golden girdle. His head was and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters, and he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write these things which thou hast seen, and things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. I want to preach on this morning for a little while, if God will be my help, on a day to remember. A day to remember. As we look at today and we realize, I think everybody probably here today realizes this is a September the 11th. And on September the 11th, 2001, there was a tragedy took place in this world. You know what happened? Crazed lunatics, ungodly, demonic folks that took weapons of mass destruction and they assaulted the United States of America. They attacked the World Trade Centers with aircraft, and they ended up, when it was all said and done, they tell us that they was 2,977 souls that were lost in those two buildings. Above and beyond that was 441 first responders that was trying to get in and rescue and save people that lost their lives. And many hundreds since then have lost their lives because of the dust and the pollutants and the things that was in all that catastrophe. But I'm glad, praise God, that they still a God on the throne. Amen. We see that this what took place is that it was one of the largest disasters ever happened in America. It was the largest attack and ever the loss of life had ever taken place in America. We need to be thankful to God that we still have an America, praise God, where we can stand. Amen. A day to remember what took place. We know what happened. We know they were 19 religious fanatics got together and decided they were going to come against the United States of America. I want to say say, when you come against the United States of America, you come against God Himself. God, this nation is established upon God, established on Christianity, and established upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And the stand there, he took for us on Calvary. And it's because of that flag over there that we have this flag over here. It's because God Almighty had sanctioned a little place and a little speck on the world globe. And He said, I'll love that place, and I'll help it, and I'll protect it, I'll defend it, and I'll love it. And He always has, and He always will. But we see as they come, and you know the story, you've probably seen it on the news this morning. Those planes flew into that the World Trade Center. They was one hit. And I remember when that all took place, me and my wife was talking about it. We come to work this morning, or to church this morning. I was at working at Silver Line Plastics down on the river, and she was working with me in the office, and she was coming to work, and as she crossed the bridge before you get off, go to the river, she said she heard on the radio that the World Trade Center had been hit, that somebody had flew a plane into that first tower, and she called me on the phone. I tell you, I still get tore up over it. Amen. When you attack our people, I want to say, you know, we are one. We are one nation under God, indivisible. No matter what the devil wants to do today, we have to stand together. We have to stand together and magnify the Lord and magnify His grace and His mercy and love each other and help each other and encourage each other and be there for one another. But these radicals, these extremists, these God haters, they flew into that. And I remember she called me, and my boss took his computer and he pulled it up on the phone, his computer. She come on into work, and she got there about the time that the second plane hit the second tower, and we didn't know what was going on. We said, oh God, help us, Lord. And we seen the things happen. You see people, they begin with no place to go and no help expected. They begin to fling themselves out of them top stories and fall down 70, 80, 90 stories to their death on the ground. And boy, what a tragedy it was. But I think about today, how many of our people are not able to go out of here. Pray God, they're lost without God. Hey, it's just like the same thing, just flinging herself out into space, out in eternity, lost without God. But I'm glad got to know, praise God, I hope those people were saved. I hope they know the Lord. I hope they were ready to step out into eternity, because leave out of here lost is a tragedy, but to leave out of here saved is to the glory of God and to come into His presence and see the power of an almighty God. Amen. We see what happened as they flew those two into those towers. And a little while later, they flew another one into the Pentagon. Amen. They flew it into that Pentagon. They tried to hit our place of our economics. And then they tried to hit our place where our generals and our capacity to protect our nation was. And they flew that plane into there. And then a little while later, they had plans to get two more, but there was one that was flying. And the people that in that plane, it was plane number 93. It was flying toward Washington, D.C. But there was some folks on there. When they got a hold of that plane, they got to getting a hold of God. And they got to pray. And they said, Lord, we need Your help. And God Almighty moved into that thing. And He began to give encouragement. And He began to give strength. And there was some of them sent back. And they said, you know what? We're going to take it over. We're going to take control. We're going to address the situation. And they took cell phones. And they called mamas. And they called daddies. They called wives and children. And they said, listen, it's a tragedy. But we got to do something. I love you. Praise God. But we're going to take a stand. And they took a stand. And they done what they needed to do. And that plane is still crashing into Washington, D.C. It crashed into a field in Pennsylvania. Amen. Glory be to God. Because there was some folks that had a backbone like a saw log. And they said, you know what? I'll sacrifice myself for them. They didn't know who they was. They didn't know who was over there. But that's just like Jesus did for us. He sacrificed Himself. himself, the just for the unjust, the sinner for a savior. Praise his holy name. He took our place. We should have been the ones that died. We should have been the ones that had shed our blood. But it was Jesus Christ the Lord, the precious Lamb of God, that came to this old rotten, wicked world and became sin for sinners. Amen. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Nobody else could have done it. A religious fanatics. Those planes that could have hit, the things that could have happened. And it was all controlled by a fellow named Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden. You say, preacher, how could one person be that wicked? Because of wickedness, because the devil, because we allow ourselves to be caught up and directed in a way that's against God and God's people. But we see what happened. I got to look at this the other day. Osama bin Laden, his name actually means son of the lion. Or a son of courage. But I want to say he was not a son of a lion. He was not a son of courage. But he was a coward who hid all his life in different places around the world. A coward hiding out in caves at different places. And he had this group and this base that he called Al-Qaeda. Now Al-Qaeda literally stands for the base. But I want to say it was no, I praise God, he was no lion and there was no base. There was no place of help. There was no place of hope. It was a place of hopelessness. Those that would come to it would be willing to give their lives. But I want to say these ones already give his life. And it was Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Praise God that men might be saved and men might be free. That men might live in victory. Praise God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even in the day that we live in America, praise God, we can stand and we can give the pledge of allegiance to that flag. Amen, because of what men and brave men and women done, and because what Jesus Christ done for us on the cross of Calvary. Without the death, burial, and resurrection, we'd stand with no hope. But I'm glad, praise God, that today we stand in hope. Amen. We have fellows here that have stood between us and the wickedness of this world. Amen. We've had fellows here that served in our military and served honorably. Amen. They've stood the test. They've stood up. Amen. And they've said, you know what? We're going to represent the people. Amen. I want to say Jesus Christ did the same thing. He stood up as a representative of the people. Amen. We'll stand and say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, indivisible, praise God. Indivisible, undivided, praise God. With liberty and justice for all. I'm glad, praise God, it's got to be that way again. Youngins, it's time that God's people come together in one mind, in one accord, individually, praise God, with no division, and just say, glory to God, we're somebody going somewhere, and we're going together, and we're going to reach, and we're going to get others, and we're going to bring them with us, and we're going to take them with us, and we're going to lead them, and we're going to guide them, and we're going to show them the way. And when one stumbles, Brother Bill, we're going to reach and get a hold of them, and we're going to lift them up, and we're going to encourage them, praise God, lest they stumble the more. Amen. I'm telling you, glory, hallelujah. He's a God of heaven who's real today. Amen. These false gods, these false lines. I told the church Wednesday night, up there somewhere up north, they had some kind of a ball game, and they brought out this great old big bull, and it had a fire coming out of its mouth and red glowing eyes. And this woman in a white gown was up on top of it. And they were praising, worshiping. They bowed down to Baal. You say, preacher, how long ago was that? It was just last week. Amen. People are bowing down to Baal. They're worshiping gods that are no gods. Amen. But I want to say there's a real God today in Jesus Christ our Lord. And He sat at the right hand of the Father on the throne of grace. Praise God, calling individuals. Ain't you glad it's that way? Ain't you glad we serve an individual God, a God that calls you individually to be one of His little children? It's not about you or the church that you have got your name written down in, but it's about the Lord of heaven and the Holy Ghost of God that spoke your heart and called you out. Amen. Called you unto Himself. He said, and now all that come to me, I will in no wise cast them out. Amen. She said, I'll take you unto myself. I'll save you, praise God. She said, you can go in and out and find pasture. Thank God it's that way. But there's a lot of deception in the world today. To remember when the world, when the devil and the demons of hell assailed us. Amen. And it's happening on a regular basis all around us. We see it, the Bible said in the last days it would be that way. There'd be wars and rumors of wars, pestilence and disease in diverse places, different than before. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God who's still in control of it all. There's still a God that's reaching down and He's speaking to our hearts. You see, they just as there was a false lion in Osama bin Laden, there's a true lion in the Lord Jesus Christ. The lion of the tribe of Judah, praise God, that would step out and step forth, as He tells us about in Revelation chapter number 5, whenever all hope was lost and they seemed no one cared. I won't say glory, hallelujah, all of a sudden there was one that stepped forward. Maybe the glory, how them elders said, hey, look what he says in Revelation chapter 5, verse number 1. It says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within on the backside sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man, now look how sad this is, and no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth was able to open the book nor to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, of the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and he took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and there was a voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. Praise God. We see that the power of God, the true line of God, was the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the true line. He is the true courage. He is the true anointed one of God who's able to step out and proclaim, praise God, that there is a Redeemer, and His name is Jesus, and He come to redeem the world from the sinfulness therein, that He can help us. He can occupy our minds, and He can occupy our hearts, and He can take us to places that we never even dreamt of in this world for the cause of Christ. Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm glad it's that way. You know the difference between them and us? We have a blessed hope in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I'm glad that we can call Him our Lord, ain't you? I'm glad that He is mine and I'm His. And I'm glad it's that way. And it was because of the blood that He shed on Calvary. Amen. The Bible says in verse number 9 that He said He redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation. And now a lot of people say, well, preacher, it's not about the blood, but it's about Him dying on Calvary. I want to say contrary. It's all about the blood that He shed on Calvary. Without a shedding of blood, the Bible said there is no remittance. But praise God, I'm glad because He shed the blood. See, you can die. Listen to me. You can die and never shed your blood, and you can die and shed blood without being a sacrifice. But I want to say, praise God, Jesus Christ, He died for the sins of the world. He shed His blood for the sins of the world. He was a sacrifice for me and you. He sacrificed Himself so that you and I might be saved. Amen. 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 Praise His holy name. What a God we serve. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. Praise God. We come together and see the power of God minister to our hearts today. The power of God is in that line of the tribe of Judah. A line of encouragement, a line of help, and a line of hope, a line of confidence that we have, not in the men, not in the world today, but in Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. There's a lot of people that's putting their faith in men, or confidence in men. I'm afraid they're going to be very disappointed. You say, well, why is that, preacher? Because I don't think everything's going to go exactly the way people would like it to go. The Bible said in the last days it's going to wax worse and worse, and in the end, we're seeing that it's getting ugly. But there's a God of heaven, praise God, that's still just as alive and just as real. And one day He said, just as you see Him go out of here, praise God, He's coming again. Amen. He's coming again to rule and reign for 1,000 years. He's coming to rule and reign with these people. He's coming to be, praise God, with the saints of God. Bless His name. Amen. So we see Him. Who is He? He's that very first, the beginning. Amen. He's the first fruit, praise God, of the resurrection. He's the Lord Jesus Christ who got up victorious over death and the grave. Praise God. The Bible says that He hung on a cross and He died and He was buried. And on the third day, praise God, He got up because God said so. Praise His name. And He ascended up to heaven, set the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for you and me, to be a mediator of one for you and me, praise God, when I don't know how to act, when I don't know how to react. He knows what to do. He knows what to speak to my heart. He knows, praise God, what I need it, when I need it, where I need it. Amen. And ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. This old flesh will take you in the wrong direction in a hurry. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven. Praise God. He said He is the beginning and the life. Praise God. And without Him, we have nothing. Amen. The Bible said in Revelation 1 and verse number 5, He said, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Amen. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. Praise God. When the hell's assailing you, when the devils are coming at you, when adversaries are there, praise God, you can step back and bow your head and just shut your eyes and let it go on by and just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I praise His holy name. And what a peace, what a comfort, what a hope we have in the precious Lamb of God. The praise God, that very bread alive. Praise God, that water, that living water that bubbles up and flows up in your soul, that gives you encouragement when everybody seems to put you down. Everybody seems to be a discouragement. Ain't you glad today that there's something, there's someone? Amen. Glory. Ain't you glad it's not just a thing, but it's a thing. It's a person. It's a person of the Holy Spirit that lives in your heart. The very Spirit of God Himself. And praise God, everything that the Son has to offer, He's there to offer it to you. He's there to offer it to me. He's there to give us hope. He's there to give us encouragement. He's there to pick us up and bring us through. When we stumble, He catches. When we fall, He picks us up and He'll clean us up and He'll put us on a foundation. Amen. These false gods of the world. Amen. They're not the lion. They're not the son of courage. And they're definitely not that base that we need. Jesus Christ being the first begotten of the Father, He is that base. He's that firm foundation, Brother Justin, where we can live and love and have peace. Amen. Where we can know that there's a God who loves us. And if we have that today, not only we have a base to build upon, a base to set our families upon, a place where we can come together and love one another and love the Lord and see the peace of God that passes understanding. Things is going on, troubles is everywhere, and we don't understand how we're ever going to get out of it. But even in that, when we trust the Lord, there's a peace that comes upon us. Amen. Where's that come from? Where does that come from? That comes from the Holy Spirit of God. Because He loves us that much. Amen. Because He loves us, praise God, with a godly love, agape love, a love that's unspeakable, that's unexplainable. God loved us that much. Jesus loved us enough to lay down His life for us. Amen. That He might take it up again. Praise God. So we have that eternal life, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. We see in Revelation chapter 1, I read it, you're here in verse 17. And John said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. You know, one of these days, praise God, we're going to fall at the feet of Jesus. You say, well, preacher, I've never been saved. Well, you'll fall at his feet, praise God, as a low lost sinner that refused to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There's a place for your name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but you refuse to accept Christ so he can write your name. How sad that'll be. And then there's those that's been born again, love the Lord Jesus Christ, and looking forward to being homebred, and we'll fall at his feet too. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I got so much I want to offer him. Amen. Glory to God. He's already given you everything. We don't have nothing that we can give to him, praise God, except our lives and faithfulness. Amen. He has everything else. He has eternal life. He said, he laid his right hand upon me. Now, that I won't say this more, that's the hand of power. Amen. At the right hand of God is the hand of power this morning. We need that more than we've ever needed before. We need God to reach down. We need him to touch us this morning with that hand of power, the power from on high. He said, and he's saying unto me, he said, fear not, I am the first and the last. Amen. He said, hey, listen, see, I am that foundation. He said, if you trust in me, praise God, I'll be that steadfast place. He said, I'll play, be a place where you can put down roots. I'll be a place where you can stay and feel secure. I'll be that place where you can have hope. Because he said, I'm the first and the last. He said, I'm the first thing you'll need. So I'm the last thing, praise God, you'll need. I'll thing that that'll fill in the space between. Because I am God. And I love you, praise God, and I'm here for you. Amen. He said, I am. I'm glad it don't say there, Brother Bill, I might be.
Amen.
It could say, I might be. Jesus didn't say, this is read right too. Jesus said this. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. He said, I was alive and I died. How many people do you know that were alive and they died, but yet they're alive again? Amen. Not, only way they do it is if a doctor makes a mistake. You know, misdiagnoses the situation. It's happened in the past. My wife said she had an uncle that he died and they got him ready to bury and he was laying in the coffin. And while he was laying in the coffin, his nose was bleeding. They had to put cotton in his nose because his nose kept bleeding. I don't know if you know this, dead people don't bleed. Amen. They buried him alive. They used to do it a lot. But I want to say, but Jesus Christ wasn't buried alive. Jesus Christ was dead. The Bible said he gave up the ghost. He released his spirit, praise God. He died for the sins of the world that he might take it up again. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. He was just as dead could be. But listen to what he says. And behold, pay attention. You better look. You better learn. I am alive forevermore. He said, I died once. Ain't you glad Jesus don't have to die and die and keep dying? That's the way a lot of people think. But I'm glad Jesus died once for all. Praise God that all might be saved. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm glad I don't have to worry about being saved today and lost tomorrow. Because Jesus Christ died for my sins according to the Scriptures. And he rose, praise God, victorious over death and the grave. Praise God, according to the Scriptures. That you might be just as alive as he is. Amen. Might live forevermore. I'm alive forevermore. Amen. When I like this part here, Brother Bill. And he says, and have the keys of hell and of death. Amen. Jesus said, praise God, I lived, I died, and I'm alive forevermore. He said, I've got the keys of death. Amen. That thing that wants to sneak up on us, that one thing that wants to run upon us, that thing that wants to run over us, that thing that we fear so much is death in these old bodies. But glory be to God. Jesus Christ said, I've got the keys. Praise the Lord. And only way you can die is if I let you die. But he said, praise God. He said, if you'll trust in me, he said, just, well, glory. Somebody somebody ought to jump up and take a spell. He said, just as sure as I loved you and I died for you and I got up, praise God, victorious over death and the grave, I've got the keys. And if you'll trust in me, praise God, I'll never unlock that awful place and cast you in. Glory, hallelujah. I've got a place for you, a place prepared. And praise the Lord for those that believe and said, one day, in a little while, I'm coming to get you. Taking you home. Amen. You know, we use that all the time here. You know, we'll go somewhere and we'll do something. We'll say, well, we're going to go home now. I'm going to tell you what, this place ain't my home, Brother Bill. Amen. I go over to the house. Amen. Because one day in a little while, I'm going to go home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, if you see them roll me up here and say a few words over me, don't you worry about me. That's this old carcass that Jeff Massey lived in. My soul and my spirit will be with God who gave it. Amen. Be absent from the body, be present with the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I'll be with Him. If it comes time for the rapture, praise God, He said, I'll call you out. And those that's already with Him said He'll bring them with Him. Amen. Praise how those, glory, hallelujah, somebody ought to have them a spell. One of these days in a little while, all those loved ones that's gone on to be in glory, they up there in heaven with Jesus, they're having Him a time. But one day in a little while, the Lord's going to step out with a trap and a shout and say, come up hither, glory, come away, my beloved, my fair ones, come away. And we're going to lose gratification if we're still around, we're still here. Could be today, could be tomorrow, could be any minute, praise God, and we'll leave out of here. Amen. Amen. Josh was telling us about Brother Billy when he left out of here. How he was seeing the Lord. I mean, you say, preacher, what was he seeing? Said, you mentioned that several times. What was he seeing? He was seeing a way out. Amen. Just like the old Stephen was there. And he see the heavens opened up. And Jesus standing at the right hand of the throne of God. Old Stephen was the first martyr as they was rocking him to sleep. Amen. He said, Lord, don't hold this against him. And the Lord said, Stephen, I won't. Come on up here, boy. Come on home, praise God. And old Stephen, he just shut his eyes, praise God, in this old world and opened, well, glory. He opened up his eyes in heaven. Amen. Amen. Old Stephen, Bible said he was, when they called him out, they called him, said he was full of the Spirit. I don't know about you, but that's been over 2,000 years ago. They may have not caught Stephen yet. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He got what he was looking for. He attained to the promise, and God Almighty's blessing that old boy still today. Amen. He's at home with the Lord. Amen. The wickedness world. A day to remember, praise God. A day when Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. A day when Jesus Christ called you out of the world, called you to be saved by His marvelous grace. Amen. So you won't be left behind. You know, they saw me, folks that just won't accept the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, preacher, I just don't understand why people don't believe. I don't know. Why don't you? Amen. A whole lot of us don't believe. We don't have faith. We don't have the faith to pray and ask God and expect Him to do what we ask. Amen. If according to His will. Bible says that He offered us that eternal life in Christ Jesus. That death and hell's that awful wicked place. It's a place of the wicked dead. Do you know what the wicked dead are today? So the preacher, I know what it is. It's that prostitute. It's that drug addict. It's that drunkard. No. The place of the wicked dead is the place of those who have denied and rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. They've sinned away their day of grace. God has been here in this world. He's been calling people. He's been preaching. He said, how shall they hear without a preacher? And preachings went around this world many times and many places. And people have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. But generation, you listen to me, generation after generation have done like they did in Romans chapter 1. They forgot to remember God. And people are dying and going to hell all over America today. We need missionaries. Amen? We need missionaries in America, in Western North Carolina, because people are dying and going to hell lost without God. Hell is a place of the wicked dead. Those who do not receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. He said he had keys. He said to have the keys of hell and death. So if hell's a place of the wicked dead, then what is death? Death is the way that you get there. Death is the way that you go to hell, lost without God. Because we refuse and reject the precious Lamb of God to be our Lord and Savior. We won't receive Him that He might save us from our sin. You say, preacher, how do I do that? Just ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you your sin. To believe that He come and He lived and He died on no cross. Shed His blood for you. Did you hear what I said? He shed His blood for you. And if you deny the Lord Jesus Christ, if you never get saved, it's because you reject the blood that was shed for you. Don't reject the blood that was shed for you. That was personal. And when we do that, God takes that personal. Amen? And sometimes people say, well, preacher, I just can't see how a loving God could send someone to hell. He don't. You do. Because of unbelief. Amen. You cause that key to turn and the gates of hell to open. And you march on in there all by yourself because you choose that route. But God Almighty, He said, I made a way. He said, I've got the keys. He said, if you'll just ask me, He said, I am alive, I'm well, says God, and I offer you eternal life. He said, I'm alive forevermore. And Jesus said, He said, would you take up your cross and follow me? I'll take you into place. I'll take you into a good place. I'll take you into the presence of God. Amen. He said, a day to remember. You remember the day you got saved? Amen. Glory, hallelujah, I'd never forget. Wednesday night, 1976. Lord saved me by His marvelous grace. Amen. Praise God. Saved me. You know how He saved me from? Same thing He saved you from, yourself. Amen. You know, well, preacher, you don't know how the devil gives me a fit. Yeah, but your old flesh don't help you none. Amen. But the Lord saved me from me. He put my feet upon a foundation. See, they offer an unreal line. They offer a false line, a false base. But I want to say we have a true line. The line of Judah. The Lord Jesus Christ. And we have a true base, which is the blood of Lord Jesus Christ and redemption through His blood. Amen. A place to build, a foundation, a day of remembrance, or to be the day that we remember. We remember and we know the day that Jesus saved us by His marvelous grace. Put our name upon the Lamb's Book of Life. There's a place for every name. Amen. And one of these days He's going to open that up. He said He's going to open a book and another book. Oh, there'll be a book of deeds. You say, oh, preacher, I'm just going to be so good that Jesus will have to let me in. There's none good, no, not one. He said, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The only way to get your name on that book is to have Jesus write it in for you. Amen. Through that precious blood that you've trusted in, that'll get you to heaven. A day to remember is the day that we ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of our life. Amen. To begin to realize, praise God, that He is the line. He's the power. He's that courage. We don't have it within ourselves. But Jesus Christ has the courage and the strength to become the Lord of our life. He says one day, the nations, those that deny and reject God, even China, and China don't want anybody to have anything to do with God or godliness. But one day, all nations is going to bow the knee before God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ. And they're going to proclaim Him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But I want to say today, church, we are to do that today. Today, while we have an opportunity. Amen. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next week. But ask the Lord Jesus Christ to become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in our heart today. A day to remember. Wouldn't that be a wonderful day? To remember when Jesus Christ saved you by His marvelous grace. Saved you from your sin, praise God. Saved you into a life of righteousness through sanctification. You know what? We're all just a work of in progress. Listen, don't let the devil listen to me. I'm about done. But don't quit on me yet. We're all a work in progress. The sanctifying power of God is working in us to set us aside, to take us in the right direction. We've just got to come alongside Him and let us. That's why He said if we'd draw nigh to Him, He would draw nigh to us. Have you got a closeness? Have you got a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? That's the one that matters most. I see it, I don't know how many times I see it. I've seen it in this church, I've seen it in communities, I've seen it in my family, that people get in there and they'll start loving the Lord, and the Lord start blessing, the Lord start helping, the Lord start encouraging. And you know what happens? We get so blessed that we get away from God because we think, well, we don't need all that no more. And guess what happens? The old devil, he waylays us. I mean, he hits us hard. Next thing you know, you're wondering what happened out there in the world somewhere. He'll take you further than you want to go, the devil, and he'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And he'll never show you how to get back. But if we'll trust the Lord Jesus Christ, pray God, He'll always take you in the right way, and He'll always bear that with you in the way. And He'll take you to where He wants you to be. That'll bring glory to His name. Amen. Praise God. Do you remember today? Do you remember today that you got saved? Remember what happened 21 years ago when the devil assailed the United States of America? You remember yesterday when the devil assailed you? Amen. Try to defeat you. Amen. But do you remember the day that you asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, forgive you your sins, and invite Him come into your heart? And He began to make a difference in you. What about you this morning?